All right, praise God from whom all blessings flow. You know, the Bible is very clear to try the spirits, especially if it's a new person that tries to get into your world, right? And so, if you're obedient to the word and you try the spirits, it's going to save you a lot of a lifelong headache, heartache, whatever you want to call it. Because if they don't line up with the word, spiritually line up with the word, or willing to learn to line up with the word, if they go by their own understanding, spiritually, you know they're going to go by their own understanding in the natural. They're not going to listen to you, especially if you're a man and as a woman, she's not going to submit. She'll submit to her mama or her brother or her daddy or somebody like that, but she won't submit to you. Because she sees you as an object. She's actually usually a player. Most of the time, the players all have the same, not most of the time, but all the time, the players do the same games, you know. They have multiple phones or multiple SD cards. They play drama, games. They're jealous over stuff that's not even something to be jealous. Like I told you one time, I went to the bookstore and the wife's, "Where are you at? I'm at the bookstore. Come up here." No, they didn't care about that. They love the drama. They make drama to create confusion. The Bible is clear. The fruit of righteousness is peace, is sown in peace. And let me say it clearly. Let me say it right. The fruit, not works, the fruit of righteousness, right living, is sown, like you sow some seed, in peace. They don't want you to have peace, because if you don't have peace, you can't see what they're doing. They want you drunk. They want you drugged. They don't want you to have peace because they're harlots. They're playing the field. They're out there cheating, lying, and running the streets and playing the harlot under every green tree, like the Bible says. And they think they can flip it and try to make you look like the crazy one when they're the crazy one. That's how these master manipulators work. And I promise you, if you have somebody like that who says they're religious and saved, I promise you they are a person that adds works. I got a sister in Christ I've known for like 15 years. We have decoded these legalists to the hilt. I might not talk to her for 6 months, but then when I run across something, I'll text her or something. "What do you think about this?" And she tells it like this. And she asks me, "What do you think about this?" Well, she already knows. She never asked me, but I ask her about the situation. And so we've decoded this to the hill. Now, let me tell you what's going on. This is the most important thing you will ever hear the rest of your life. If you can just grab hold of it, it'll change your life. It'll protect you from the evil man and the evil woman. If you're a woman, it'll protect you from the evil man. If you're a man, it'll protect you from the evil woman. If they say faith plus works, faith plus baptism, faith plus circumcision, faith plus you got to speak in tongues, faith plus anything, you're dealing with a person who is a legalist, and they themselves are under guilt, shame, condemnation. They're trying to be spiritual in the energy of the flesh. Let me say it clearly so you can understand. Faith plus works is self-worship. And if they worship self, they want you to worship them. If they worship self, they worship the creation instead of the creator. And so if they worship themselves, they're going to misinterpret the Bible the way they want it to achieve their agenda. If they worship their self, they're going to go out here and run to they're usually drinking, and they're usually drugging, and they usually have an addictive personality, because if they add works to faith, they cannot keep their own works. And so what they got to do is drown out their own guilt, shame, condemnation, and say, "I'm doing right. And then the guilt, shame, that's and condemnation is in them. They don't want to see that, so they have to project it out to you and throw works onto you. So if they are a works-based person, faith plus works of any kind, climbing a ladder, climbing a totem pole, never missing a day of church, you better not stop, you better pray all the time. If they are a faith plus works, you got to do some kind of ritual. I don't care if it's a witch or a warlock or a religious person or a cult or a ism, the snake handlers. If it's faith plus snake handlers, if it's faith plus anything at all, they're under guilt, shame, condemnation. They're doing stuff and they can't stop because they worship themselves instead of depending on God. They're trying to depend on themselves. And if you try to do it in your own power, you fail. Every time you try to do something in your own power, you will fail. You will fall short. So these faith plus anything, people, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's faith plus wiping your behind. I don't care what they add to faith. If there's faith plus, you got to make this kind of money. Usually the rich people are the ones that are in trouble because they think because they got money, they're righteous. But the Bible says the poor are rich in faith. I'm not saying to stay poor. When you get your faith, and if you're poor and you start to discipline self, you climb out of that and you start to pay your bills and you're content in God. And you, once you get saved, you can climb out of it. But you don't have your faith in your riches, because most of the time the cares of this life and the riches of this life drown out faith, because you're not trusting God. When you got all this money, you're not trusting God. But let me just break it down really easy. Usually the faith plus works people, they're liars, they're drunks, they're cheaters, they're running the street, they got four or five paramours, they're cheating on somebody. They want you, if you're a faith alone, and you're just being truthful, you just speak the truth. See, they have to lie. The reason they have to lie, because faith plus works is a lie. That's a devil's lie. So if they believe that lie, that means they have to lie, because they're believing a lie, they live a lie. Let me say that really slow. If you believe the truth, if you digest the truth, you live the truth. If you digest lies, you live a lie. So you know they're cheating on you. You know you can't have communion with them, communication. If I'm a faith alone person and I'm trying to have communion with a faith plus works, it'll never work. It'll just be fighting and arguing. Like I say, I knew this Baptist preacher who was faith alone. His wife was faith plus speaking in tongues. Thought she could lose her. She thought he could lose his salvation. Here's what's funny. If you got a Pentecostal who says, it's faith plus works, speaking in tongues, whatever, and they say, you're going to lose your salvation, and you say, well, can you lose yours? They say, no, because you're preaching eternal security, because it's finished work of Jesus, and they're preaching works. But when you say, well, if I can lose my salvation, can you lose yours? No. And then they hang up the phone, because they can't handle contradiction. They can't handle looking at themselves, because they can't handle seeing their sin because of guilt, shame, condemnation. Anybody who adds to the finished work of Jesus is still under guilt, shame, condemnation. If they say, well, you better not miss a day of church, guilt, shame, condemnation, trying to put you back under law and under the letter of the law. The letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. So they're dead in trespasses and sin, because the letter killeth. And so if they're dead in trespasses and sin, they're addicted to sex, drugs, alcohol, whatever. You cannot reason with these people because they're still in death. Anybody who's under law is in death, in the death cult. The letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. But those who walk in the Spirit by faith, let Jesus do the work in them. He changes them. Those people you can trust. Because if you go up to them and say, let's say you're married to somebody, and let's say your wife said, well, you know, Where were you at last night? You're supposed to be home at 11 o'clock, and you've been doing this for about 3 or 4 days. Where you been? If it was a safe person, yeah, I got caught up in this lady at work, and we started seeing each other. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I was wrong, and I know you're probably going to divorce me, and that's, I understand, and you can have the house, and you can have everything, and, you know, they're willing to take their consequence. But if a woman catches a lost man doing that, I'm not saying the saved man is right, and I'm not saying that the scenario is right. Most of the time, saved men wouldn't do that, be it under conviction. If he has a wife that he loves, he's not going to do that. I'm just saying if it does happen, I'm just using an extreme example. But if it's an unsaved man, he's going to hide his phone, lie, cheat, get hurt, try to gaslight her, turn it on her. Just like that movie, the movie that was a gaslighting movie where the man tried to make her crazy. So the one that's cheating is usually an unsaved, uncircumcised, hell-bound sinner under a works-based salvation. So usually the ones that's cheating is going to try to gaslight and throw it on you. But whether it's a saved man or a saved woman, and they did cheat, they're going to admit it. They're not going to live in darkness. Yeah, I cheated. It was wrong. Lord, forgive me. Please, I'm sorry. I know the marriage is probably over, but, you know, it is what it is. I can't hide from it. You know, what can you do? Go to counseling. You might want to try to restore it. Maybe not. Some people can restore it. I doubt it. There's trust gone. But if it's a lost woman or a lost man, they're going to try to make the other person think they're crazy. Well, where are you at after 11? What are you doing? Why are you hanging up your phone? Why is this? Here. The same person's like, here, read my phone. Ride with me. Come to the store with me. I'm not doing anything wrong. Here. Come see me. If it's a dating situation, here's a key to my house. Come to my house. Walk around my house. Just inspect my house. You can come into the house anytime you want. But the unsaved has too many secrets because they lie. They live in secrets. I hope no saved person is going to go to that extreme. You know, usually when the marriage breaks down and one's leaving an abandoned ship, sometimes it happens because if the unbeliever depart, let them depart. A brother or sister is no longer under bondage in such cases. So if they abandon ship, yeah. Apostle Paul said, don't withhold yourself from one another lest the devil tempt you. So if one abandons ship, something like that probably will happen. Long story short, forgiveness is always an option. But usually in something like that, it's not. But when somebody's evil, pure evil, they're going to gaslight, they're going to project, they're going to throw it back on the other person. There's not going to be real communication. They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to try to sit down and go through each thing. If you bring up an issue, like who was it that told me, either today or yesterday, they told me they had a situation. Oh. A lady told me today she had a situation where she sat down and she said, well, let's talk about this issue. And the other person said, I ain't going to talk about that issue because you keep bringing up the past. Blah, 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 blah. They don't want to talk about the issues because the issues will reveal what they are. They have to project it on the other person and they have to hide and run and play games. And that's why they're called players. Long story short, if you got a person who's faith plus works, they're under guilt, shame, condemnation, they're hiding, they're cheating, they're drinking, they're drugging, they're doing stuff behind your back because a works-based salvation is not salvation and it's trusting in their own self. And if you trust in your own self, you are a royal failure. You can never walk in the Spirit if it's your works and yourself. And you're going to do everything you can to hide those insecurities, those doubts, those worries, those fears, and you're going to try to project it on the other and put the other person on defense because they know they're doing wrong and they have to project it on another person. And that's why they can never be alone, because their sin, if they're by themselves, they see their sin and they can't be by themselves because they have to have somebody to project it onto. A saved person can be by themselves and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner. But the unsaved cannot be by themselves because they have to project it onto somebody else. And if they are stuck by themselves, they drown themselves out with alcohol or drugs because they cannot look at their sin. And God is trying to convict them, and they become workaholics or whatever because they can't look at themselves in the mirror. They have to project it to somebody else. So faith plus works is always trouble. And these people are like little children running from God, just like in the book of Genesis 3. When somebody steps on the scene who has truth, they run and hide. And just like in Genesis 3, Adam and Eve ran from God. Who told you were naked? You can see through them like a glass. You know what they're doing. You can see through them. You see the game. They're like little children, Genesis 3. And they run and hide and put some kind of fig tree over, some kind of go green crowd, some kind of self-righteous works on top of that sin, some kind of, what's the word? I learned it from Zeph Daniel. They cover their sin with some kind of self-righteous work, which is virtue signaling. Yeah, they use virtue signaling to make you think, they try to make you think that they're religious, righteous, when the virtue signaling is just another joke. You can actually see through the virtue signaling. But it's like a glass. They put something. A jet just flew over me. Because I'm hitting you with some truth. Object, jet. I'm hitting you face to face, eye to eye, here, ear to ear. They're doing virtue signaling to cover their sin because they are still in Genesis 3 putting fig leaves over, trying to hide from God and hide from the truth. It's ridiculous. It's so funny. We know what they are, and they think they can escape. They're stupid.